SRN News, I'm John Scott. Correspondent Karen Chamas reports on China-U.S. relations.
The Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum, known as APEC, has wrapped up with the spirit of détente that many fear the annual summit may not see again for 4 years. The 2 days of meetings in Lima, Peru, rarely ventured beyond platitudes in discussing the strategies of the region's major economies. The 21 leaders from economies bordering the Pacific, including President Joe Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping, had descended on Peru at a time when America's president-elect, Donald Trump, has vowed to withdraw the United States from its leadership of a global free trade agenda. I'm Karen Chamas.
Also at SRNews.com, National Hurricane Center specialist Philippe Papin says this year's busy hurricane season is not over yet.
This year, we're still a little bit above normal for the month of November. We've actually had also one major hurricane, which is Rafael, that happened a little bit earlier, about a week and a half ago, also coming from the northwestern Caribbean, entering the Gulf of Mexico. So we are still above normal for this month to date, and we still have a couple weeks to go.
Tropical storm Sarah has made landfall in Belize, where forecasters expect heavy rain to cause life-threatening flash flooding and mudslides. The Hurricane Center's tropical storm warning includes portions of Belize, Guatemala, and Mexico's state of Quintana Roo. The storm could drop up to 5 inches of rain across the area, with localized totals reaching 15 inches. Firefighters in New York said a successful voluntary evacuation remains in place, and that helped them protect about 165 homes overnight from a wildfire. Fire is also a threat elsewhere in the Northeast, as New England states were under red flag alerts. This is SRN News. President-elect Trump has tapped two of his allies to lead an effort on government efficiency. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Trump announced last week that the world's richest person, Elon Musk, and former GOP presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy will lead a new Department of Government Efficiency. Despite the name, it will not be a government agency. Instead, it will be an outside commission to offer the White House advice and guidance. The president-elect and his staff are hoping to drive large-scale structural reform, with Trump quoting Musk in saying the effort will send shockwaves through the government system. Greg Clugston, The White House.
A powerful typhoon has wrecked houses, caused towering tidal surges, and forced thousands to flee to emergency shelters as it barreled across the Northeast Philippines. It's the sixth major storm to pound the Southeast Asian country in less than a month. This is SRN News. Chinese police have arrested a 21-year-old man accused of slaying 8 people and injuring 17 others in a stabbing attack at a vocational school. It took place in the eastern Chinese city of Wuxi.
This is the second mass deadly attack in China just this week, after a man drove his car into people at a sports center in Zhuhai, killing at least 35. Police said the driver was unhappy with his divorce settlement. China has seen increasing attacks in which members of the public are targeted at random, sparking questions about public violence and mental health in the country.
That's correspondent Non Him. Political leaders in Alaska welcoming President-elect Donald Trump's pledges to expand oil production. They hope he will undo restrictions imposed by the Biden administration on vast swaths of Alaska's petroleum-rich North Slope. More on these stories at SRNNews.com.